Good morning. We welcome you to worship here at St. Giles with great love. We are delighted you're here with us as we gather today for the fourth Sunday of Advent. I understand that some of you may have bulletins that don't have inside printing. If that's the case, just raise your hand. Doug Holland has some that do have printing, and he'll bring you one. So if that's the case, just let him know. He's right back there ready to help you. We want to extend a special welcome to all of you, especially those who are visiting with us this morning. We're so glad for those of you who are here traveling for Christmas and with us to celebrate the season. We gather on this, the fourth Sunday of Advent, with great anticipation. And today we have a special musical program. We're very thankful to all our musicians, our choir and worship team for putting this together. We anticipate with great anticipation this worship offering today. Now hear these words of Scripture calling us into worship. Salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone. The day is near. Friends, the Savior of the world is coming. Let us stand and worship God as we sing together hymn number 188, Angels We Have Heard on High. Would you join me in the prayer of adoration, reading responsively? The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Jesus, Son of the living God, splendor of the Father, light eternal.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Lord.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus, King of glory, Son of righteousness, Prince of peace.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus, Friend of all, Protector of the poor, Treasure of the faithful.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Amen.
may be seated. You know, it's funny how one part of life bleeds over into another. He's making a list and checking it twice, going to find out who's naughty and nice. So who would that be? That's Santa Claus, right. And yet, you know, deep down inside, a lot of us kind of have that awareness that this is how God goes about dealing with his people. Making that list, checking it twice, going to find out who's naughty and nice. Actually, he goes a lot deeper than that. And that's what we wait upon him for as we offer prayer of confession. So let's pray together now. Lord God, we give thanks that you're about something more than just the surface of our lives and the behaviors that look to be good or look to be bad, and that you go to the very depths of who we are, that your grace extends to our hearts and the deep wells out of which our attitudes and behaviors arise, and that you work there. And so we confess that we need a lot of work, that deep down inside, right at the bottom of our being, things are not right. We're focused on ourselves, and we're very intent on getting our way, and we're very intent on bending others around to our will. And it sounds bad when we say it out loud, but to tell the truth, Lord, that really characterizes a lot of what's deep within, and from that springs so much in our lives. Even the good things we do are twisted by that brokenness and sin deep within. So, Lord, come this Christmas. Penetrate deeply with your grace. Let the full effect of the Savior be at work in our hearts, that we might be delivered from sin and the patterns of our lives that hurt us and the people we love most, and that grieve your own heart as our Father. And instead, Lord, call forth, bring to full flower and then fruit the new life that you've given us in Jesus, that we may live in his joy and love and in obedience to you. We celebrate your goodness and your grace, and we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Friends, it's just like the angels announced. There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior. We who need saving have been saved by the Savior. Wow! Thanks be to God. Let's stand and celebrate his goodness. May be seated, and I would welcome the children to come down front. I want y'all to have a front row seat as Bill and Rita lead us in the lighting of our Advent wreath. Let's sit right here, gang, right along the front where we have a good view.
Send us his son. 3 John 3:16 sums it up so well. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. God's love is so strong that he gave the life of his only son for us. Thus we call the fourth candle of our Advent wreath the candle of love. In the birth of Jesus, God has told us that he loves us, each of us, During the remaining days of Advent, let's open our hearts in new ways to receive God's love, and let's seek to be His instruments of love in this world. Let us pray. Lord God, only a love such as yours could send us to Jesus Christ. May the love born that night in Bethlehem be born anew in each of our hearts as we await the celebration of His birth. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Hey kids, y'all can go on back to sit with your parents today. Because our worship service is filled with music, we're welcoming the children to remain in for the whole hour. And parents, if you have need for some special package to work with your children, they're available for you in the rear. Sometimes the good news gets so good that it begs to be sung and not simply spoken. And such is the good news of Christmas. So we'll hear God's word carried on the wings of song this morning.
Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Thank you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which gives life to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thank you.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
He was her man, she was his wife. Late one winter night, he knelt by her as she gave birth. But it wasn't his child. Wasn't his child. Yet still he took him as his own. As he watched him grow, it brought him joy. He loved that boy. But it wasn't his child.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a baby inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to carry your son. Together, be forever near.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard, as it had been told them.
Thank you.
Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came into the Spirit in the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said,
"Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you've prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel."
Thank you.
I want to sing. Do you want to sing? Hallelujah! Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah! Jesus is come. The one who is the face of the Father. The one who is the light in the darkness. The one who is the love for the world. Let's sing. Let's tell the story. But there may be some among us here today that say, what is this story? I hear it every Christmas, but what does it really mean for me? What does it mean that Jesus came? What does it mean that Jesus is the face of the Father and that he shows his love for the world? And if that is the case for you today, we would love to tell you more about it, what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, what it means that he can bring light to our darkness, what it means that he shows us love beyond anything we can ever know or imagine anywhere else. There will be those down front after the service who would love to talk with you and pray with you about that or anything else that may be going on in your life this Christmas season. Or talk to Keith or to myself. We'd love to talk with you more about being a disciple of Jesus. We'd love to talk with you more about this good news we have to share, this good news we have to sing. We want to invite all of you who are here with us this morning to fill out a blue card in the pew in front of you. Let us know that you're here. If you're visiting with us, we particularly would love to know how to get in touch with you and welcome you and share more with you about our life together. And we want to be sure that you make note of all the things going on in our life together in your order of service. Lots of information there, but do particularly want to lift up that next Sunday we'll have the last in our series of December discipleship classes, and that's going to be a very special treat. We're moving it to Robin's room so we can have a nice intimate morning with Gordon Pryor, who's going to be sharing his testimony. So we hope you'll come and join us next Sunday at 9 for that special time. You'll also see that new offering envelopes are here, and you can pick them up on your way out. They're there in the narthex for you this morning. So save some postage and grab them as you go. That would be fantastic. We do want to invite you to come and remember and celebrate the life of Nancy Eberle tomorrow at Woody Funeral Home on Parham Road at 1 p.m. So Nancy went home to be with the Lord on Monday, December 15th, and we join our hearts and our prayers with her family, and we'll remember her life tomorrow. We also want to invite all of you to come to the party we're throwing tonight for our neighbors. So come as we carol together through the neighborhood. We'll meet here at 5:30 and gather around fire pits and share coffee and hot chocolate and get to know our neighbors and welcome them. And then together, we're going in large groups. So even if you're not a singer, we will be in big groups together and making a joyful noise and singing carols. So come be a part of that. We're going to have a great time together. And then, of course, we hope that if you're in town, you'll be back again on Wednesday as we join together for Christmas Eve, 5 o'clock family service and 10 p.m. Candlelight communion service. Well, both services are candlelight, 10 p.m. communion service with sermon. So please, this is a wonderful time to invite our neighbors, to invite our friends, to invite family that wouldn't ordinarily be in worship, and we hope you will do that. And now, would you join with me as we consider the amazing gift that God has given us in this season in Jesus Christ that we get to give in response? Not only our lives, our time, our talents, our gifts, our service, but also our financial resources. So let's respond to God through our offering, and let's pray together. God, we do bless you and thank you for this amazing gift that we celebrate this morning, a gift of your Son Jesus coming among us, a gift that is a treasure beyond worth. And Lord, we recognize that this gift and all gifts come from you. Every good and faithful gift, every good gift comes from our Father above, and you are so faithful to us. And so we respond by giving of ourselves as we offer up this offering. Bless it, multiply it, use it for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
There are many different ways that we can pray, and I would invite you to join me in praying today by imagining yourself as one who escorts people to meet the newborn Savior. We've got a whole world of people who need to meet that Savior. So let's pray together. Lord God, we've heard our own choir of angels this morning, and they've bid us come to the newborn King. We don't come alone, Lord. We've discovered that He is the very fountain of Your grace and goodness, and so we've got a lot of people we want to bring with us. We think of desperate mothers bearing children, trying to decide whether to terminate a pregnancy or bring a little one into this world. Lord, Mary was in a desperate place too. And You saw her through. And the little one born is Savior to these desperate mothers today and to the little ones they bear. And so we bring them to that baby Jesus. And we pray mercy and protection for lives of the unborn and courage and peace for uncertain moms. And for little ones born into homes that have no good facility to receive them, we pray Your mercy. We pray protection for these little ones. That You would bring grace. And You would bring people along who have care and love to give. That these little ones would be treasured, even as You were treasured that night by Mary and Joseph. Lord, we pray for a world, you know, many ways in hurting places, with wars abroad. We think of Syria and Iraq and the raging war there. We pray for peace. We pray for protection of our sisters and brothers in Christ who have been executed at times. We pray for believers in hard places, in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Indonesia. Lord, You know where Your people are in peril. We pray that this Christmas they could come to the Savior, the little one born, for them, and find in His birth a peace and a joy, even in their places of great trial. We pray for our own nation. Lord, we're so busy with Christmas season and all of the extra customs that come along with that. Our schedules are full. We pray that You would grant grace to Your people here in the United States, that we might be drawn close to the Savior and behold the one born for us, and that those who know Him but have grown distant would be drawn close, and that those who've never met Him would be introduced, that there would be revival in our land commencing with Christmas. What a joy that would be. We pray for the ongoing strife in our land. Lord, yesterday, two policemen in New York shot, some sort of revenge killing, raising tensions yet again in our land. You announced that little baby as Prince of Peace, and we pray that His peace would reign in our land and that these tensions would subside and that You would raise up leaders who know the Prince of Peace and who can lead us to have that peace together. We pray for those in our own number, Lord, who need Your healing touch. Wayne and Johnny in the hospital and out now, and Joe back in. Lord, there are others we name to You that we would escort to You for Your healing touch. Lord, minister wholeness in their lives and peace as they wait upon You. Lord, there's much more. Call forth prayers from our hearts this week that we may be Your servants in praying for our loved ones and the world around us. And we join now in the prayer of the kingdom. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You just received a wonderful Christmas gift. Touch of Jesus afresh. He has more for you. Let's stand and sing and be ready to go and serve him. I would remind you that this is the time of year when people who don't know Jesus seem just poised and ready to be welcome to come and see. So who do you know that you might invite and bring along on Christmas Eve? Think and pray about that. And go in the confidence that the Savior is at work in your life and through you in the lives of others. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.